This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we now get to talk to writer and activist and instructor and military officer. That would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Hope you're doing well.
I went to the doctor today, and I got started on all these new drugs, which is cool if you like side effects.
I was going to say, I've tried to stay away from drugs generally in my lifetime.
Well, the only problem with that for me, Dean, is that I've got so many other little things playing here and there
I understand. I'm not saying you have a choice.
No, Well, I thought I did, but I don't. So that's been part of the problem, but that's all beside the point. So other than that, I'm pretty good, although I'm still stymied by the weather we have here where I live, because South Carolina is supposed to be during the summer a little bit like Arizona, except with more vegetation.
Yeah, a little more humid.
Yeah. But having said that, it's almost like I live in the Philippines right now. It's like we keep having these monsoons and cloudy days. But that's really all beside the point. Now, has there been any Antifa activity in Arizona?
Oh, that's a good question. I have not heard of any Antifa activity here. Now, there were some protests, and there were some up in Phoenix particularly, and we had a couple of minor ones in Yuma and other cities, but generally they've been fairly peaceful, and I haven't heard of much destruction that went with them. And since peace and calm don't seem to go along with Antifa very much, I suspect there hasn't been much Antifa activity in Arizona.
Right.
But we certainly see it in Seattle, don't we?
Seattle is a little bit alarming for the people. I know people that live in Seattle. I've got two affiliates in Seattle that are going to listen later tonight. It is a little bit alarming what's going on there, because they have declared part of the city no longer in the United States.
Right. At least some people. I mean, it's hard to tell with people who call themselves anarchists, because by their very definition, they're not supposed to have any central command and control authority. So if somebody decides to put up a sign saying you're not in the United States, it doesn't really matter whether 80 or 90% of the people agree with that or not.
Right.
They
right.
just put up a sign.
So,
but the police don't go in there. So when you remove essentially a structure of law and order from an area, usually the results are not good.
They also invaded, did you see where they went to the city hall, and one of their one of the members of the city council, I guess, that is sympathetic to them, let them in?
Yeah, I saw that, and I also saw that they're now putting up a plywood wall around city hall. Now, I wonder if the mayor had a little change of heart. She was pretty sympathetic to the protesters before, but when they were in city hall, they were shouting for her to resign. So, you know, with people who enable these radicals to take power usually believe that they are, because they cater to them, that they're not going to be touched. But they're often the first ones that are victimized.
They remind me, I used to listen to Steve Martin when he still did stand-up. And he did this bit where he said, if you're going to be a bank robber, you got to put something out there with your demands that sounds crazy. You want $1 million in cash, getaway car, and the letter M stricken from the English language. And I saw the Twitter account from one of the leaders of the autonomous police-free zone in Seattle. And she is a Caucasian. And one of her goals is to make whiteness illegal.
Yeah.
Which, that's the letter M thing for me when I hear that. Exactly how does that work?
Exactly. And what I say, and I stand by this in terms of most leftists today, they're really not, protesting a particular policy or a law or something like that. They're protesting reality.
Yep.
They don't like reality, and they want us to change it now. You know, and they're mostly angry people who don't like the reality they're in, and so they make up a bunch of conspiracy theories about why this reality was created by some enemy of theirs who doesn't like them for some reason, and therefore go after that guy. He made things bad for me. And they don't want any responsibility for their own actions. That seems to be the last thing they want. So, one of that's primary thing on the left. No responsibility for what I do because it's somebody else's fault. You know, that's the whole idea about whiteness and this idea of white privilege. I mean, what they are is trying to institutionalize things and make things group causes so that what individuals do doesn't really matter. Except when they want them to, of course. Logic and rationality are not very strong points on the left.
No. One of the things, though, that astounds me about the left is you've got a couple of individuals like Rachel Dolezal, who's a Caucasian, who pretended to be black.
Right.
You've got Elizabeth Warren, who's a Caucasian, to be pretending to be Native American.
Yes.
Why would two leftist Caucasians, if there's so much inherent privilege in being born a Caucasian, why would they seek to not be seen as a Caucasian?
Well, it's obvious because there's a lot of privilege available if you're one of these minority groups. I mean, to be blunt about it, I've seen it throughout my professional career. You know, in some circumstances, not all, because I've certainly seen minorities treated badly sometimes too. But in a lot of professional circumstances, like in a large corporation or in working in the government, if you're in one of the privileged groups, like being a woman or black or all the various minorities, you know, like East Asian Islanders or whatever, Pacific Islanders, you get preferences. You get advantages. Now,
right.
I'm not saying they're all treated better all the time, but if you're in one of those areas where being one of those groups gives you privileges, it makes perfect sense you'd want to be identified that way. And it's a strange thing because logic and rationality don't come in very much. Because by law, a person is, you know, some government official is not allowed to put you into a box and say, you're in this group and you can never get out of it. You are supposed to self-identify as what you are.
Right.
So if you want to say you're black, you're supposed to just be able to put down black and say it. But what we see, it's not really allowed. I told you about my friend's daughter who wanted to put down white, and she's very dark skinned, but she's culturally white, and they wouldn't allow it. So you get to the Nazi situation where you have to go back several generations and look at bloodlines and say, well, it's how much blood you have. Well, that's ridiculous. That's not what we want
right. In
the United States. That's not where we're going for. We should be going for equal protection under the law. That is, that the government and the law should be colorblind. But what we see on the left is, oh, no, we can't have that. We've got to have preferences for this.
ID politics. Hang on, Corbin.
Make up.
Hang on, Corbin. We're going into the break. We'll get back on this when we get back. You can find the stuff that Dean writes about at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Front Sight.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten. Tell me about Dan Geld.
Yeah. Well, I pronounce it Dane Geld.
Dane Geld, okay.
Because
it's spelled that way. I don't know why I didn't say that. Anyway.
Anyway, it's a poem by Rudyard Kipling that he wrote in 1911. And it's a historical. It reminds English people or people in the United Kingdom about Danegeld, which was basically they had Vikings that would invade England from across the channel, from over in the Norway and in Denmark and those areas when those were controlled by Vikings. And then they would take, you know, they'd burn and pillage and take a certain amount of property and land, and they'd hold the position, and then they'd say to the remnant, look, pay us some money and we'll go away. And, well, when you started paying them money, they always came back because it was an easy way to get money. So Kipling wrote this poem and basically said, it's not a good idea to pay Danegeld because you don't solve the problem. And so I wrote a parody on his poem where I substituted a few words, most of his words are still there, to show how we've been paying what I would call Danegeld for the last 50 years. I could read it to you if you want.
Please do.
It's too long. Okay. And it's called, I called it Paying Progressive Danegeld. It is always a temptation to an entitled population to call upon a neighbor and to say, we rioted last night. We are quite prepared to fight unless you pay us cash to go away. And that is called asking for Danegeld. And the people who ask it explain that you've only to pay them the Danegeld and then you'll get rid of the Dane. It is always a temptation with Orwellian dictation to puff and look important and to say, you are oppressed. White men caused this mess. We will pay you public cash to go away. And that is called paying the Danegeld. But we've proved it again and again that if once you have paid him the Danegeld, you never get rid of the Dane. It is wrong to put temptation to a youthful population for fear they should succumb and go astray. So when you are requested to pay up or be molested, you find it better policy to say, we never pay anyone Danegeld, no matter how trifling the cost. For the end of that game is oppression and shame, and the nation that pays it is lost. And that's the end of the poem, but we've been paying Danegeld to progressive ideologists and cultural Marxists for about 50 years. We paid trillions of dollars out, and most of this money doesn't go to poor people. It goes to people who conduct the studies, who administer the programs, who run the universities, who are what I would call the knowledge elite. And they end up with lots of money, and they end up with very, very well off. But the people who we think should be getting most of the money don't get most of it. And I say we have to stop. We've got to stop paying the Danegeld. And we are very close to lost because it's had disastrous effects for the last 50 years.
What do you think about the, you know, right now they're in Seattle City Hall demanding the mayor resign because she will not commit to defunding the police?
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with them doing this. I say, why don't you demand that she change the U.S. Constitution? Why not demand that she, give everybody in the neighborhood $250,000 each? I mean, the more demands, the better, because it shows how absurd their position is. And I think Seattle needs a lesson in reality. I read that one of the so-called leaders, and it's hard to say who's the leader, who isn't. I guess it's whoever has a Twitter account posts the most. But was saying, well, we had all this. We need more vegetarian meat, which I thought was a little bit contradictory, but she probably means some kind of fake soy meat or something. Hard to know. But she said, we had all this food, and we invited all the homeless in to help us out, and they took all the food and left, so we need more food. These are the kind of conundrums you get into if you don't have a good handle on reality.
Right.
And so I say let that take over those few square blocks fester for a few months. Let people see what happens when you don't have a police force and you don't have any rules and you say that you're going to depend on the goodwill of your fellow man. This is the ultimate sort of system that derails the whole Russellian idea that people are born good and we just have to take away authority and they'll be wonderful. I don't agree with that. I think both science and Christianity agree that, nah, people are really pretty nasty and they have to be trained and conditioned and brought up in society in such a way that they don't just prey upon each other all the time.
Yep. I just, some of the stuff that they want to do, I mean, yeah, I'd be almost willing to let them defund the police and let's see how they go, how that goes.
In some ways, they might be on to some things. For example, we didn't have police, we had very few police in the U.S. until about 1850 or so. And, I mean, the whole idea of police as police was really formed, I think, in Great Britain around 1832, something like that, with Sir Richard Peel. And it's a fairly new idea. You know, they had soldiers that would enforce what the king wanted, but you didn't really have police as such. And one of the problems with police in our society is, and it's because, in part, we have local police, which I think is a good thing. I think it's far better to have a local police than central police force.
Right.
But if you're in big cities like New York or Chicago or, let's see, Louisiana, you know, New Orleans, and you have a police force that's controlled by the local political machine, it's controlled by the mayor and the city council, it's a recipe for abuse. What we used to have was sheriff's departments where the sheriff was elected and was separate from, as the chief law enforcement officer, a county board or things like that. And we've seen terrific abuse at the hands of centralized police forces in big cities. One of the most obvious from our view.
Let me get you to hold up right there. I want to continue this on the other side. You can find Dean's work at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is holding a race relations roundtable at the White House. Raynor Jackson, president and CEO of Raynor Jackson and Associates, says the media plays a big role in what's going on regarding race relations in the United States.
Don Lemon from CNN, Roland Martin, who are putting more poison into the black community than any drug dealer, who are killing more black folks than any white person with a sheet over their face. How are they doing it? Spreading these lies about the economy you had, Mr. President, before the virus, was a continuation of Obama. That's just factually not true. I have a degree in accounting. I keep up with the economy. They're lying.
NASCAR releasing a statement saying the display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. and you're listening to USA Radio News. Minneapolis Police Chief Medaria Arredondo is withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation Union to help rebuild the department following the death of George Floyd.
I plan to bring in subject matter experience and advisors to conduct a thorough review of how the contract can be restructured to provide greater community transparency and more flexibility for a true reform.
The chief also saying they will work towards building a police department that people view as legitimate, trusting, and has their best interest at heart. The Senate with a historic and bipartisan confirmation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Air Force General Charles Brown, officially the first African American to head a military service branch. The Senate has unanimously confirmed Brown to be Air Force Chief of Staff. He's the second black man to sit on the Joint Chiefs of Staff following Colin Powell.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. We're talking about the state of things in the world today, currently. What do you think about, do you think the left has lost sight of gun control? Do you think that's a dead issue for them now?
No. I think they still want it. It's just that the optics are so much against it right now that they've gone quiescent for the moment. They're not talking about it because they realize it'd be bad for them. But this ties in with what we were talking about earlier with the police. The people who pushed hard for gun control at the start of the United States were first people who wanted to keep blacks, especially when they were slaves, disarmed. That was a huge part of early gun control. And then after the Civil War, was they passed particular codes to keep black people from being able to be armed in the South. And one of the very first gun control laws that went beyond that was in New York City, where Big Tim Sullivan, who was a huge organized crime figure as part of the Tammany Gang in New York, got himself elected to the state legislature. And then he passed a law called the Sullivan Law, one of the first ones, that required people to have a license in order to get a handgun in New York City or to carry one. And the purpose of that was to protect his thugs because immigrants and others were arming themselves and they wouldn't pay the extortion money to his thugs. So a lot of early gun control has been part of political control to protect organized crime. You notice in the areas that have a lot of gun control, there's a lot of organized crime. Chicago, New York, any of the big cities that have huge corruption problems tend to have tight gun control. Well, they don't want their enforcers to risk getting shot. I think one of the best things we can do on the right and Second Amendment supporters is to encourage minorities and women to arm up. You know, to get, I would say, as an interim thing to get concealed carry permits. It's hard to talk about how oppressed you are when the government says, hey, yeah, you get to carry a weapon around because you're as much a citizen as that white guy over there. You know, it's pretty hard to oppress somebody who's armed.
It is.
That was one of the things that the people who pushed the 14th Amendment said. They wanted to make sure that the freed blacks in the South could have arms. Well, then the Supreme Court, through a number of...
Correct me if I'm wrong, but during the time of Tammany Hall, that was during the time of the Wild West, wasn't it? Tammany Hall?
It was right at the end of it. 1911.
And Tammany Hall was a much more dangerous place than the Wild West, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. People have a flawed understanding of how dangerous the West was. I mean, there was certainly dangers. And, you know, if you're out in the middle of wild Arizona in 1890, there's a good chance that Apaches were going to kill you, or 1880, let's say. But inside the towns, if you weren't getting into fights in bars, the chances of getting murdered were pretty small. But you had a lot of young men out in the West seeking their fortune and wanting to, prove how tough they were, and they got into fights in bars, and that's where you had the high murder rates. And even then, those murder rates weren't very high compared to what we see in some areas of cities today. The Wild West, I don't think generally, was ever as dangerous as the South Side of Chicago.
Right. I did a breakdown, in terms of days, there have been 84,000 days in the history of the United States, right at it, give or take.
Okay.
And of those days, 32,500 of those days, we had slavery.
Yeah.
But for 54,000 of those days, New Orleans has only ever had a Democratic mayor.
Yeah.
And a lot of the others are either at 15, 16, or 20,000 days on that. So, the entire time of the Castros in power in Cuba has only been 22,000 days.
Yes.
So, when I think about what they're demanding, and at the same time, what we know about these areas, like Chicago... Which is very, this is where I think both Black Lives Matter and Antifa should go. They should go to Chicago.
Oh, I think they have a heavy presence there.
Yeah, but are they protesting? Are they looting Gangland?
Yeah, well, they're looting some places, and they destroyed Walmart in Chicago, and the mayor there is now saying, please, we didn't have any police protect your property, but we don't want you to leave the city because we get taxes from you.
Yeah. I saw that. But
well, we want you to be the sacrificial cow here, even though we're not going to protect you. It's absurd. And that's where, things like Black Lives Matter and the Antifa fail, is that they want stuff, but they don't really understand how it's produced or made or why. They just have some grievance against the world that they claim is the fault of other people.
Right.
And so, therefore, they should be given things. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. And for those who haven't studied slavery, it was only a small percentage of the slaves that were taken from Africa that came to the United States, about 4 to 6%. Most of them went to Brazil, where they were treated far worse than they were treated in the United States, and most of them died there without producing progeny because the people, the slave owners in Brazil, found it cheaper to import new slaves than to raise slaves from a captive population there. Now, slavery was Christians, essentially white Christians, who destroyed slavery in the 1800s. Nobody else had done it in the entire history of the world, and slavery has been around for thousands and thousands of years. So to claim that white people are somehow evil because there was slavery that was associated with some white people from 150 to 250 years ago, it's just a nonsensical position. It doesn't make any sense. If the people who are saying that their black ancestors were treated badly in the United States would look at Brazil, they're very lucky their black ancestors didn't go to Brazil, because they never would have existed, because they died off of overwork.
Did you see the article about the conference call that Lori Lightfoot had with all of her city aldermen in Chicago, the pleadings they were making to her?
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, yeah, they're all up in arms about what's going on in the city, and they're accusing her of doing nothing to help anybody with anything. And it's quite fun to watch this, simply because the left doesn't know how to govern.
No, they don't.
They don't know how to govern.
And that's what we see. We see it all around the world.
Yeah.
They're not good at production, at protecting people, at producing things. They're good at shouting slogans. They're good at keeping people from speaking.
Right.
They're good at being autocrats. They're not good at running anything or producing things or protecting people.
Nope. Hang on for me. We got one more break to get out of the way. We're going to do that right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do, and just discussing the stuff of the day. Did you notice that murder hornets became a non-item now?
Yeah. Yes. And certainly they would have a painful sting, and more people die of bee stings or, I think, hornet stings than... They're killed with rattlesnake bites in the United States, but or any bite by poisonous snakes. And it's because people, you know, are allergic to them. And but, yeah, it's no longer a thing. I can laugh because I don't watch TV, and I'm kind of selective about what I listen to on the radio. And when you have turned off your TV for a while, and then you watch TV, you know, you go into someone's house is watching TV. And you see something that's on, and you go, these people are from another planet. You know, it's like there's a whole other universe there.
Right.
And it's amazing. When you've been off it for a while, you can see the indoctrination. It, like, jumps out at you. But if you just watch TV several hours a day as the course of your existence, you're immersed in it. You can't see it so easily. So I would urge people to just turn off the television and don't watch that stuff for, you know, a couple of weeks. And maybe you can read things online or listen to the radio. I think this show is an excellent one to listen to get a dose of reality. And then, you know, watch when you're in somebody else's house or something. I mean, I got rid of my TV. I don't have it. But, of course, now you can get it over the internet. But, and then just watch a program or two and see how it alters what you think about reality. It's amazing. I mean, I could, but it took that period where you weren't being indoctrinated for a few weeks to allow you to see it.
Do you think that they've had to shift to homeschooling? I mean, my grandchildren were homeschooled already, but now everybody's having to homeschool. And
yes.
I've seen some of the proposals they're talking about as far as for putting school back in, which I don't know how they're going to do this, because they build these schools nowadays to the size of a university. If it's an elementary school, it's you know, in the old days it used to be just a university, we would call it, and they're filled to the seams with children. They're bussed in from all places.
And they're extremely expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, the brick and mortar, I talked to a school administrator a couple years ago, I think it was 4 years, 5 years ago, And we were talking about expense, and he said, well, school buildings are the most expensive construction we have in the United States.
Yeah.
Because we put so many restrictions on it. They're built to such incredible standards that they're unbelievably expensive on a square foot basis. And we're at the model. We have a model now where people, if they want to be educated, they can be educated over the net. They don't have to have this brick-and-mortar schools go to.
Yeah,
the problem is that a lot of children need the discipline.
Well, they may, but here's the thing about this, though. You were just talking about the indoctrination. And a lot of people look at public school as little more than an indoctrination sort of
absolutely
mechanism.
In many places, yes.
And I just wonder why, because this is only going to, the stuff they're doing right now, what they're setting themselves up for failure.
Absolutely.
Because all these kids are getting homeschooled now, and I don't know how many will ever actually go back to regular school. Because there's a lot of people.
That's a good question.
The mind game they played with this has worked on the millennials. The millennials are deathly afraid of coronavirus. There is nothing else like coronavirus as far as they're concerned.
Maybe global warming.
Well, that too. I mean, they're definitely afraid of that as well.
I can say climate change. And I have I wouldn't say expertise, but I know the arguments well enough, having a meteorology degree and worked as a professional meteorologist for 30 years. I'm not impressed with we're all going to die, so you have to follow my orders as an argument.
Well, yeah, it falls death on my deaf ears, because we're all going to die anyway.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's one of the things. And I've been hearing the same arguments for about, 35, 40 years. I remember when we were all going to die because the next ice age was coming.
Right.
So we've got to give all power to the government because they know best. But they really don't. They've been shown to be incapable of making sound judgments again and again. Now, some things you have to have a government for, common defense, for example.
Right.
But the idea that the government can predict 10, 20, 40, 50 years into the future and tell us what's going to happen then and make changes now that will make things better then is ludicrous. We do not have the capability. We simply cannot understand that. We can't. I've seen too many examples where computer programs, so we saw this with the virus, with the coronavirus. Gee, weren't those computer programs absolutely and completely wrong in their predictions? And yet they were touted as if they were sent down on stone tablets by God. It's just insane. And the same thing applies for the climate predictions using computers.
It just makes me wonder with all the things the left has always wanted to do, which they want our kids, right? They want them to believe what they believe. They want they want no guns to be out there. And some of this stuff they just sort of dropped. They just sort of dropped gun. Well, they understand the utility of guns. They just don't want regular people to have them.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm all for minorities and women getting lots of guns and training, because it changes your mindset. You become a citizen instead of a subject. Did I lose you?
No. I was just considering that. That is definitely true. I just wonder in there. I saw them the other day taking a knee. I saw Schumer and Pelosi. They were wearing African scarves, which until recently, right, if I did that, something like that, that was cultural appropriation.
Right.
And I hope all of America is paying attention to all of their little things they're going through right now, because it's a very instructional moment into the mind of the leftist.
Is.
They could never be in radio. Or write. They couldn't be a writer either, because I'm sure that everything that you write, not everybody loves everything you write. I know some people listen to me just to hate me.
Oh, sure. And I'm sure that people look very carefully at what I write in order to try to pick it apart and to prove me wrong. So I have to be very careful. And I think that's a huge advantage for people who are conservatives, actually. We have been under attack for so long that we have learned to be diligent and careful and to use logic and reason and facts. And the other side has pretty much been given a free rein to say and do whatever they want. They're supported by the media.
Right.
So it's hardened us. It's made us better. It's made us more careful. And so that's why it's so much harder and for people on the left to, in a toe-to-toe argument, win in logic over a conservative. Because the conservative has had to defend his ideas. He doesn't have the person on television saying, "Oh, you're right, and by the way, you other guy, shut up." That's their argument, you know. And that's what they're trying to do. There's censorship all over the place to shut up people with conservative voices.
Oh, sure.
Because they can't win a regular argument.
Before we run out of time, let's just hold this right here. You'll be back on Friday?
Yes, I certainly intend to.
Okay. For all of the people that like, all you people that love this kind of stuff that Dean talks about, that we talk about, some of this he's already written about in some cases, and some of the other stuff he has yet to write about. But you can find everything he's written by going to amoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.